just on this side, is Indrakund. How that came to be is a wonderful story. We are now sitting on the banks of Surabhi Kund. The beautiful narration describing the significance of this place is most deep and essential for all Vaishnavas to hear and comprehend. Indra is a great devotee. We read in the fourth canto of Bhagavatam how when he performs yajna, Lord Vishnu will often personally appear to accept his offerings. And in the original four Vedas, there are rituals and prayers to appeal for the favor of Indra. Indra is a demigod who is of such incredible previous karma that in the service of the Lord, in the service of the Lord, he's given such immense responsibility. Not only is he the king of the heavenly planets and all of the various powerful demigods of Swargaloka, but he's in charge of the department of rain. Krishna tells in Gita, Anad Bhavanti Bhutani Parashanyan Anushambhavad, that all living beings subsist on food grains, and food grains are dependent on rain. We see in so many traditions various ways to appeal to Indra in different names as the god of rain. Because without rain, there can be no life. Rain sustains life within this world. And Indra, on behalf of Krishna, is the department head of the rains. So he is a very, very special, powerful devotee. But karma mishra bhakta. That means he's a devotee, but he still has desire for sense gratification. He has a desire, an attachment to power, opulence, but he also wants to use those energies in Krishna's service to a large extent. When Indra was deprived of the traditional Indra Puja, he lost control of his mind and became angry. Jayato Vishayan Bhung Sang Sangat Sanjayate Kamat Kama Krodha Vajayate Krodha Bhavati Samohat Samohat Smriti Vibra. Bhagavad Gita explains when we contemplate the objects of the senses, we develop attachment. From such attachment, lust arises, and when lust is unfulfilled, it transforms into anger. And when there is anger, there is bewilderment of memory, then intelligence is lost, and then we engage in activities that cause us to fall into the material pool. Krishna knew that there was pride, that there was too much attachment in his devotee's heart. Krishna protects his devotee, and how he protects his devotee is something that the devotee cannot always understand immediately. Sometimes it takes time to understand the perfection and the love of Krishna's mercy. But we are striving not for Karma Mishra Bhakta or Jnana Mishra Bhakta, but for Shuddha Bhakta, which means following in the footsteps of the great souls who teach us how to have complete faith. Manaso deho geho chokichubhur arpilun tuav pade nandakishor. Bhakti Vinod prays, Krishna, my body, my mind, my family, my wealth, my everything is your property. You can do anything you like with it, O son of Nanda Maharaj. If you want to protect me, or if you want to kill me, do anything you please. I am your servant. That is the type of bhakti that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us. That is the bhakti of Vrindavan. So Indra was the object of Krishna's mercy. Because when you become conditioned to getting prestige, getting facilities, the tendency is to become addicted to that. And that addiction can divert us from our service. After all, Indra is giving his reins as a service to the Lord. But at the same time, the people who worship him for it, he became entangled. He started to think, I am the doer. He forgot that he was the instrument of Krishna's will. Prakrite kriyamane nigunai karamani saravasha ahankara vimutatma karata hamiti manyat. The bewildered soul thinks himself to be the doer of activities. But Krishna is the supreme doer. He is the cause of all causes. Krishna does not tolerate that pride in his devotee, especially such an important devotee as Indradev. So Krishna told Nanda Maharaj, why are you worshipping Indra? Worship the cows, the Brahmins, and Govardhan. And Indra, because he was conditioned year after year after year, generation after generation, the Vrijabhasis are offering this puja to me, and now they're not giving to me? He lost his mind. That's what wealth and opulence does to the conditioned soul. Due to his attachment, lust, and then anger. And Krishna told the whole process from anger, bewilderment of memory, loss of intelligence, fall down, and Indra followed that system. But then he realized that he had made a terrible offense to the Lord and all the Vrijabhasis. In other words, he became sober. His anger subdued. His anger lasted 7 days, and it was growing more and more and more furious. With every moment for 7 days, he was becoming more and more frustrated and furious, frustrated and furious, frustrated and furious, until he realized he was utterly defeated. His pride was crushed. And then he became sober. He became humble. I've offended the Lord. then he became despondent. And he approached Brihaspati. You are my guru, help me, please help me. Brihaspati said, this is a very serious thing. Why? Why are you so attached to your false ego, your opulence, and your position? For a little puja? You have offended the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has descended on this earth? It was Lord Brahma who called Krishna to descend on this earth on the call of the demigods. And now you are trying to destroy him? So shameful. Better you go to Lord Brahma. Indra approached Brahma. And Brahma told him, yes, it is very serious what you have done. When you commit offenses, you cannot approach the Lord directly. But when those devotees who are most dear to the Lord appeal to the Lord to forgive you and show you mercy, then it is the Lord's promise that he will bestow his mercy. Govinda gives pleasure to the cows. Gopal is the protector of the cows. Surabhi Devi, the mother of the cows, is most dear to the Lord. She provides him her milk with love, like a mother. Approach her. Here is Indra, decorated with ornaments and jewels that no king of this earthly existence could ever obtain. With his magnificent crown, this majestic, powerful demigod falls at the feet, or let us say, the hoof, of a mother cow. Love is a greater power than strength. Indra has supernatural strength. Surabhi is a simple mother, always to be protected in the form of a cow. But her motherly love had the power to save Indra from his offense. So yes, Indra had to humble himself before the cow, Surabhi. And Surabhi, being a great devotee, the compassion of her heart felt great pity for this serious, egoistic offender, because he was repentant. Yes, let us go to Vrindavan. And it was here, where we are, Surabhi Kund. Indradev offered his prostrated obeisances to 7-year-old little Gopal, who happened to be all alone, just roaming the area of Govardhan. And Gopal walked right by him, as if he was so insignificant that he wasn't worth acknowledging. But then Surabhi approached Krishna, and Krishna, with a very loving heart, welcomed Surabhi. And Surabhi appealed to Krishna. You see your Indra, he's your devotee. He's weeping tears of repentance. He's made serious mistakes, but he wants to beg forgiveness. Please accept him. When a great devotee prays to the Lord to forgive us and accept us, then the Lord will shower his mercy upon us. That is our only hope. We cannot approach Krishna directly. But when the spiritual master and the great Vaishnavas, when they pray for us, then only will Krishna forgive us of our offenses. This is a sacred truth that is revealed at Surabhi Kund. We must approach those devotees who have simple and genuine devotion. Serve them and please them. Tadvati pranipatena pariprashtena sevaya upadekshanti dekhyanam jnaninastvatadarsh. If you want to know the truth, not just intellectually, but through experience, we must submit ourselves. Inquire with humility and be eager to render service. When the spiritual master is really pleased by our sincerity, when the great Vaishnavas, the sadhus, are pleased with our sincerity, then the natural compassion of their heart will be that they pray to Krishna to help us, to forgive us of all of our sins and offenses. And then Krishna will accept us as his own. When Surabhi made her appeal, Krishna glanced mercifully upon Indra. And then Indra offered prayers from his heart of humility and submission before Krishna. Indra was forgiven, and his life and devotional service was restored by the mercy of Surabhi. Surabhi Kund represents that most important quality a devotee must possess: to both pray honestly for forgiveness and also be very much eager to forgive others. If we cannot forgive others for injustices, offenses, or tribulations that they have caused us, then how can we expect Krishna to forgive us for the innumerable offenses we have committed since time immemorial against him? Chanakya Pandit said, the quality that makes a cuckoo bird beautiful is the sweetness of her voice. The quality that makes a beautiful woman, a woman beautiful, is her chastity. Even an ugly person is seen as beautiful if they became a learned scholar. And the quality that makes a saintly person beautiful is their forgiveness. Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu, all of these great personalities, they taught us the divine virtue of forgiveness. And this is a quality which we can utilize as a barometer of how close we're actually coming to Krishna. Our willingness to spontaneously forgive others and simultaneously beg forgiveness for oneself. When we are humble, we understand that we deserve so much worse. Prabhupada said, do not be disturbed with the instruments of your own karma. What comes upon us is the reaction of our own misdeeds. Why should we blame another? Forgiveness makes the heart soft. And forgiveness helps us to actually be qualified to be forgiven. But that is not possible without the prayers, the blessings, and the mercy of the great souls. Indra is glorified in a very special way. How? Because in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, the story of Indra Puja and Krishna's Leela of Giridhari, the lifter of Govardhan Hill, is one of the most dear and intimate pastimes for all of the Vaishnavas. Is it not? Girivaradhari, he lifted the Govardhan Hill for 7 days and seven nights to protect his devotees. And ultimately, it was Indradev who, due to the Lord's Leela Shakti, arranged for this whole pastime to take place. So, even his most ghastly fall down of anger ultimately glorifies him because he fell at the lotus hooves of Surabhi and humbled himself and received her blessings and the mercy of Krishna. So here at Surabhi Kund, let us very, very sincerely fold our palms and beg for the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Beg for the mercy of the beloved Acharyas who have preserved and showered the world with the highest truths and with divine grace. Let us pray for their mercy. Let us pray for their blessings. Let us humble ourselves and beg forgiveness and let us, for all of our egoistic ways, let us pray for the strength to overcome them and let us pray for the power to also forgive others and become actually suitable to really be called the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord of the Gopis. Let us offer this prayer. And here at Surabhi Kund, where one is forgiven, Krishna will hear that prayer. Trinarapi suniche na taror iva sehishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadhari. That is the significance of Surabhi Kund. In this spirit, let us cry out from the core of our hearts very loudly the holy names of Radha and Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. It has become a little dark, and I am responsible because I talk too much, but I hope you will forgive me. At Surabhi Kund, I am begging for all of your forgiveness for any inconvenience I am inflicting upon you. Now we will proceed. And, just on the other side of Surabhi Kund, a little ways, is Indra Kund. That is the place where Indra, when he begged, after Surabhi Devi begged on Indra's behalf at Indra Kund, Indra fell at Krishna's feet and wept tears of repentance and filled that kund with the charanamrit of Krishna that was created by the tears of Indra. And just ahead of us, we will be passing on our right side Shiva Kund, where Lord Shiva, Mahadev, came to Govardhan and seeing the beautiful Govardhan Leela of the Lord, he filled that kund with the tears of his love. And then we will complete today's yatra at Yatipur, which is the place where Madhavendra Puri resided when he was overseeing and performing the puja of Sri Gopal on Govardhan Hill. And also, later on, the care of Gopal was given to Balabhacharya's followers, Vittalnath, his son. And Balabhacharya resided at Yatipur, and Vittalnath also. I believe his samadhi and Baitak is there. So, as we pass Yatipur, in the darkness of, I will not say darkness, but let us say in the starlit, beautiful starlit night of Brajbhumi, then we will board our buses and return to Sri Vrindavan. Thank you very, very much. And ladies, please be sure you don't fall behind. Everyone should stay very closely together.